Let's start at Siman Tov Chof Ches.
We extra
Mishnah Brura. Okay, so we went through already the Machaber. Okay, so basically the Machaber said, and we went to the Mishnah Brura. Basically, the Machaber and the Mishnah Brura said that there are certain days which we do not allow. Days of the week in which we do not allow a holiday to fall upon. And the ikar is Rosh Hashanah, Lo Odu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah may not fall on a Sunday, Wednesday, or a Friday. And then V'loi Gimel Alevav Yom HaKippurim, V'lo Zayin Beis Dalet Purim, V'loi Beis Dalet Vav Pesach, V'loi Gimel He Zayin Atzeres, V'yoshan Aram. Okay, so we went through this and we gave the simonim that Purim and Lag Bo'imer are Toli Zebezeh. And we gave the simon. We also v'yoyim sheyeh Chanukah yatzeres. The day of Chanukah will always be Shavuos kishayu kisidron oichasem. Okay, so we discussed this. We went through this simonim in the Mishnah Brura. Now I want to do you the Ber Halacha. Ber Halacha is very interesting. Okay, we don't have to go into every single little detail, but it's very nice Ber Halacha. Okay, Elu Hayomim She'ein Koivim Klal. Okay, it's on the page, on this page, Reish Peches. It's on the bottom, in the small letters. It starts with the words Elu Hayomim She'ein Koivim. These are the days that we do not establish a holiday. Klal Ho'inyon. So the Ber Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, simplifies this entire simon. I mean, you gotta be into it. It's certain people, this is their thing. Mr. Weiss, this is his thing. This is not my thing, that I can tell. This is not for me. But there are certain types of people that thrive on these inyanim. And he gives a general introduction, a general rule. Klalu inyan le'olam tzarich liros. The most important thing about the calendar is shelo yeh yom Kippurim b'yom rishon v'lo b'yom shishi. Okay, that's what it's all about. When everything is said and done, this entire simon, all of these funny days, these simonim, days of the week, it all boils down to two things. Number one, Yom Kippur cannot fall on a Friday or a Sunday. And that's very simple, because we do not want to have 2 days of Issur Melacha. We don't want to have a two-day Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur followed by Shabbos, or Friday followed by Yom Kippur, because Kidei Shelo Yehei Shnei Yomim Kidoishim Shasun B'chol Melacha Min HaTorah Smuchim Zeloze. Because you're not allowed to do Melacha. You're not allowed to do Melacha on Shabbos. What? That's true. That's for burying people. That could be part of it. But Yom Tov also not allowed to bury. So you have Shabbos and Yom Tov together. Shabbos and Yom back to back. The first day Yom Tov, you also can't bury. The second day Yom Tov, you can bury. But the first day Yom Tov, you can't bury. So you have 2 days back to back. You can't do melacha. Only thing you can do on Yom Tov is oichal nefesh. But on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do melacha mishum oichal nefesh. Yom Kippur has the same exact status as Shabbos. Yom Tov is mutter. Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to do melacha letzorich oichal nefesh and other types of needs, yeah? So we have here 2 days. Yom Kippur and Shabbos. If Yom Kippur and Shabbos are back-to-back, that's a very, very difficult situation for Klal Yisrael. To have 2 days back-to-back where you can't do melacha. So under no circumstance do we want Yom Kippur to fall on a Friday or to fall on a Sunday. So you should not have 2 days back-to-back. Now once we have that, we can work backwards. All of these things in this simon of all the days of the Yom Tov, it all works back to this thing, because if we have this Yom Tov falls on a Monday, a Sunday, a Tuesday, whatever it is, then when will Yom Kippur fall out? Oh, Yom Kippur is going to fall out on a Friday. Oh, Friday? No way. And if we have this holiday falling out on this day, then just follow the calendar. Yom Kippur will fall out on a Sunday. That cannot be. That's the klal. That's klal number one. And there is one other thing which the Ber Halacha explains. One more time. Le'olam tzar shlo'ira shlo yeh yom kippurim b'yom rishon v'lo b'yom shishi. K'desh lo yesh na yom k'odeshim shasum b'chol melacha. Min ha'Torah, smuchim zeh lazeh. V'yesh lazeh tam b'gemara rosh hashanah daf chaf ayin shon. V'gam shlo yeh hashana rabba b'yom ha'Shabbos. The second critical, because we hear there's a minog yisrael. It goes to show the koyach of a minog. Taking the hashana and banging the hashana is a minog. Nowhere does it say this in the Torah. Nowhere does it say this in Chazal. It's a minhag. And in order to do the minhag the right way, you have to bang. You only can bang it on the chol. You can't bang it on Shabbos. We'll see why not. What's the big deal? So take the Hashanah to with you on Shabbos, before Shabbos, and bang it on Shabbos. We'll see that in a moment. Why not? V'gam shlo yeheh Hashanah Rabba b'yoyim Shabbos. K'dei shlo yititche. It should not push away netilas ha'rava. And that's it. Okay, so the Rishon B'Neber Halach basically has just taught us the secret to the Jewish calendar. That's it. Everything that we've learned here in this siman, all of these, the whole calendar revolves around these two yesodos, Yom Kippur and Hashanah Rabbah. Just make sure. Now, what else we have to keep in mind? We have to keep in mind there's a leap year. Okay, there's going to be a leap year. There's a cycle, so you have to always figure out how everything will plays out. And also, we have two variables. Two variables are Chodesh Teves and Chodesh Cheshvan. Cheshvan and Teves. No, sorry. Kislev and Cheshvan. I'm sorry. Wait, Teves. Or I'm confused. Which one? What? Kislev
and
Cheshvan and Kislev.
Kislev and Teves.
Right. Going in, no, it's Cheshvan. Cheshvan into Kislev. Cheshvan into Kislev. Those 2 months are the variables. Sometimes they can have 30 days, and sometimes they can have 29 days. All different combinations. 29, 29, 30, 30, or
1 and 1.
So we
always Cheshvan is the 29.
Chaser mole.
Cheshvan is the 29, and Kislev is the 30. Never the
other way around. It's going to be chaser mole. Okay, let's see. So here, Let's now run through this beralocha very quickly. Uvezet heida, and with this yisoid, you will now know tam shel ze. Tam kol ze hasif. The imnase Rosh Hashanah b'yom aleph dalid vav. If Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, memela, just follow the, it's only 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, memela, yihye mikla, Yom Kippur, shel Hashanah hahib yom aleph gimel vav. What is the corresponding ado? It's going to be aleph gimel vav. You can't have Rosh Hashanah on a Sunday. You can't have Yom Kippur on a Sunday. You can't have Yom Kippur on a Friday. And why not a Tuesday? Vihine, b'yom aleph yom av yav shel yoshi yushe yom kadoshim smuchim zeh lazeh. Uv yom gimel, because if Yom Kippur is on Yom Gimel, just go now for the next couple of days down the line of Sukkot to Hashanah Rabbah, with Yom Gimel Yev Shadial Yidei Zeh Yiyeh Mikla Hashanah Rabbah B'Yom HaShabbos. Okay? So that's simple. Next. Uruch Shana says Zayin Beis Dal Purim. If you're going to have Purim on Zayin Beis Dal Yiyeh Mikla Yom Rishon Shol Pesach B'Yom Beis Dal Vav, it's going to fall out in Beis Dal Vav. You're going to the soul cycle. Like we said, what about that's a problem when it comes to Zayin? And what's so terrible about Gimel and Hay? Because it automatically means that Yom Kippur, you have to take out the calendar and follow this along. But we have to trust what it says here. It's going to come out that Yom Kippur is going to be on a Sunday or a Friday. It's impossible. Okay, so Talvav. It all goes in the cycle. Okay, so these are all. It all goes in these cycles. Oh, you can discuss that. V'ze yav shulchanal. V'nei kol ze shekosavnu ein tzach la'arich bif rot rot. Details. Need not go into detail. Echuhu kein rak sheteide haklal. The one thing you should know. Once you get out of Hanukkah, right? You get past Kislev. You get past the two variable months. The variable months are Cheshvan and Kislev. Once you get past Hanukkah and you get to Teves, Yelchu HaChadoshim Ad Chodesh Cheshvan Kisidron. Remember this. This is the klal. Teves is always Choser. There's always going to be one day in Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is always one day Rosh Chodesh, because why? The previous month is always Choser. It's only 29 days. So the 30th day is always the first day of Shvat. And from there, alternate. Teves Choser. Shvat Moleh. Adar, Stam Adar, when there's only one Adar, Choser. Oh, but the Yim Yeh, Shnei Adarim. Then Adar Harishain Hu Moleh. Fine. And Adar Sheni is Choser. Nisan is always Moleh. Fine, Moleh. Iyar Choser, Sivan Moleh, Tamuz Choser, Av Moleh, Elul Choser, Tishri Moleh. So you're always going in this cycle. So if you want to look it up, now you know where to look it up.
Keep,
are the two variables. Avul Chesh, Mekisev, Mishtanim, Pam, Shnei Memelim, Shnei Mechassim. You have to follow the cycle. There's a 17-year cycle to follow how it works out. Upam, Kisidim, Vahainu, Chesh, Nechassim, Chesed Moleh, Ve'en Kan, Mokim, Lahayach, Vezeh, Tovin, Gamkin, Mashakos, Vashachonach, the Biyam, Purim Yochud Am Lag Ba'Omer. We now understand why Purim is always like, because there's no change. Once you get to Purim, Purim is in the second month of Adar. And that month is always Choser. The month in which Purim will fall, whether it's going to be a year, a leap year, it's not going to be a leap year, it's always going to be the Choser. And you've already, and it's part of the permanent cycle, a fixed cycle of Choser, Moli, Choser, Moli. And there's always going to be exactly 63 days, which is exactly 9 weeks. The Yom Purim L'Yachol Lamed Gimel B'L'Oimer, Shehu Chai, which the 18th day, Kiyutisha Shavuos Bitsimsum. It's exactly 7 weeks. Therefore, you know, it's always going to. It's exactly 7 weeks from one to the other. Therefore, that's why it's always going to fall out exactly on the same day. Okay, so this is the basic rule.
From
Purim to Lag BaOmer. Purim to Lag BaOmer is always exactly 7 weeks. So whatever day of the week it falls out, Purim falls out exactly...
30 plus 33.
Correct. So whatever day of the week it falls out on, it's always going to be the same exact day. Exactly from Purim, you have 7 weeks of Lag BaOmer. You can count, you do
16 plus...
9 weeks. 9 weeks, not 7 weeks, 9 weeks. So, but it's always the same day of the week because it's exactly nine weeks. So, whatever day of the week is Purim, that is when Lag BaOmer will fall. Okay. So, the bottom line is two Yesoidos. We take away from here two Yesoidos. Two very important Yesoidos is the only variable months are Cheshvan and Kislev. Once we get past the two variable months, then we start a consistent cycle. The cycle is Choser Mole, Choser Mole, Choser Mole. Start with Choser Shvat is the first, it's going to be Choser, and make your way through the year Choser Mole, Choser Mole. Next Yisoidos, the calendar works with two Yisoidos. Everything depends on the two Yisoidos. Yom Kippur cannot fall out on a Sunday or Friday, and Hashanah Rabbah cannot fall out on a Shabbos. Now, let's go to the Dirshu. Dirshu, why not? What is so terrible if Hashanah Rabbah will fall out on Shabbos? What's so terrible? So number one on the right side, on the left side, why don't we take it on Shabbos? By taking the Rav, banging the Rav, we leave. So what? What's so terrible? So
don't take the Rav.
Oh, so don't take the Rav. Oh, don't. Oh, yeah, let's see.
Take it, but don't back it.
All the Rav is dead.
You're going to cancel Hoshana Rabbah?
Let's say there's
a situation, there are no Aravas available.
Yeah.
Period. Are you going to cancel Hoshana Rabbah?
We don't take that into consideration. We don't expect there to be a
tekufa.
Let's see what it says. Okay. Let's see. For the time hadava she'ein nail marav b'shabbos kosav levush al yidei chatavas harav nitlashim memenu alim the yesh b'zeh isra d'ayraisa. What? Some of the d'ayraisa. If you have something detached from the ground, if it's attached to the ground, if the arava is attached to the ground, and you take off a leaf, oh, that's an isser deraisa. That's toilish. But if it's already detached from the ground, there's no isser to cut off, take off a leaf. So what's going on over here? The kevan shechatava saravi hirak minog eina doicha esa shabbos. Now, let's see.
What about
Yal Tam Zeh Higsha B'Shalz Shuvus Shara Frayim. What are you talking about? Shekevin Sh'anvi Areva Telushimim. Since the branches are detached from the ground, Ein B'Tlishas Ha'olim Mehem Isser Derais Shal Toilesh. There's no Isser Derais of Toilesh. V'loi Shal Kigul Ha'arava. So it doesn't make sense. So what can you say? You can say that maybe, what's the talk of the answer? The Levush. The Levush says, the Masad Lavush held that the way to do Arava is not like what we do. You go out into the field and you take an Arava that's Mechobel Karka and you bang it on the ground. That's what appears in the Lavush. We think, how do you do it? Oh, you go out in the street, you go find a kid on Avenue J and Avenue M, and you give him $4, $5, and it gives you five Aravas wrapped up. Cut from, where they come from, Muncie, and they have. I see the factory where they make them in Tor HaVadas, and the dining room Tor HaVadas. They work the whole Chol HaMoed. They have Russians. They tie them together. It's like a China factory. What's going on over there? It's minimum wage slave labor.
Go to the Matz.
Slave labor. What?
Our rubbers years ago came off the weeping willow trees.
They still do.
Here, so it's not, you're taking it.
The weeping willow is not a
rubber.
It's on trees.
It's
mukhobo
to the tree.
Yeah.
So then you have to, it's weeping willow, so it's low down, you can bang it.
No.
You can't bang it, it's too high up.
Isn't a weeping willow?
So maybe that wouldn't be.
Than a
I don't know the answer. So there are different types of rubbers. It's a very
Kishno. They started to go to the ones by the thing because what they call the Zeglich.
Yeah, the water.
It's red. It's a business. It's a big business. They do a lot of things, interesting things. They fertilize, the fertilization, when they do it, how they do it. It's a big business. It's a multi-million dollar business to supply aravas for the whole metropolitan area. If you come to Tor HaVadas Chol HaMoed, go into the dining room and see what's going on. It's very. You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked too, as there are so many people need our office, and the answer is yeah. It's a Baruch Hashem. It's a big population to supply our office for.
Go to Garrett's and Beach.
Where they get them, they work on this the whole year. They have to cultivate them.
Muncie.
People make enough parnasa from this.
Matzah factory is just as wild.
Matzah factory, they're starting now. Hanukkah time.
Start already.
It's not the fresh though. You start too early.
They sell to the stores.
It's not fresh.
They bring it out of town.
They ship it to Russia.
The matzah does not remain fresh. It gets moldy and so they start too early. It's no good. It's no good.
All I know is they've been baking 2-3 weeks in Williamsburg.
Already. So who's getting that matzah?
You?
Overseas.
No.
Not so simple.
Store.
Overseas. They don't. They wouldn't give it out here. You can tell. You bite into matzah.
Of course.
You can tell when it was baked. You can tell.
Bite into a rye.
Vacuum pack.
They don't vacuum pack it.
You buy the
machine. Oh, the machine. I'm talking about the hand. Okay, right, the machine is holding it. First of all, the machine, they do that. They don't need to start now because the machine, first of all, they vacuum pack it. That stays fresh for a much longer period of time. And also the machine, they can do in one day. Someone told me the statistic. Everyone knows Shatzimatz. So Shatzimatz is probably already operational. Right? It's right before Hanukkah. They're probably in operation. I once went to a seminar about matzah. So they told us that Manischewitz, in one shift, Manischewitz does two shifts a day. In one shift, they produce more matzah than Shatzer does the entire season from beginning to end. Pounds. That's how the factories, how powerful, how much they can produce. So they don't need to do the matzah. They can just do an overnight shift. They can make fresh matzah. But the hin matzah is the problem, because only that much hin matzah you can bake, and the further back you go, it's stale. You can taste it. You can detect it. It's not the crispness. It's not there. It's not there.
That's when I go and ask them after.
The stores. You go like into the store, so they have the freshest matzah. If you buy it,
I asked that in the matzah factory. When you sell to the stores, it's Shvan.
You buy the later, but if you wait, okay, whatever. You don't eat like the small stores. You have to ask. You have to find out. What? They're not going to tell you. No, you're right. You're right. No, you're right. It's not.
No, I go in there.
Hey, you're right. It's not. You have to know.
Ask him for after Purim Gebach.
Bake, yeah.
And he says, the guy in the
if you don't believe me, just hold on to a matzah, Shavuos time, and taste it. You'll see. If you have matzah, Shavuos. To keep the matzah until Shavuos. Taste a piece of hand baked shmur matzah, Shavuos. Instantly, you can tell.
It's gone.
It's not fresh.
So the guy says to me, feel the box.
Okay, let's go on. So over here we got in this going to the Aravis. The Aravis, so it appears in the Levush. The fascinating is that the Levush appears to hold it. The way you do Arava is to take Aravis and Mechubal Karka and you bang it on the you bang it when it's Mechubal Karka. And that's why it'll be an Issa Deraisa of Toilish. And being that it's only a Minuk, you're not allowed to do that. There's no Makar, but you're allowed to remove it. But we don't do that. We're not on this Madrega. Where we do Hashanahs by taking our Aravos that are Mechubal Karak and banging it.
No.
We take already detached second grade mitzvah minhag. It's fascinating. What is the you have to trace? What is the reason why you do it? When you'll trace the reason why you do it, you might discover it only has time if the Arav is still Mechubal Karak. If the Arav is not Mechubal Karak, so what are you banging it? You have to bang a living Arav, not a dead Arav. A dead Arav, there's no purpose in banging. That's what the Levush holds. The male, if you're going to bang a living Arav and the leaf is going to come off, you need to the rights of Toilish. That's not the Minig Olam Zman HaZeh. The Minig Olam Zman HaZeh is you do Aravos, Aravos are already detached from the ground. Oh, it's detached from the ground. So what's so terrible to do it on Shabbos? Because once it's detached from the ground, there's no Isser Deraisa of removing a leaf from a branch that's been detached from the ground. And that's the question of the Shar Ephraim. Shekevan Sh'anfei Arava Tolushim Heim Ein B'tlich Sh'al Olam Heim Isser Deraisa Sh'al Toilish V'lo Sh'al Kikol Arava V'chein Kosav Sh'atam U'issa Hu Shema. Like you said, Yavirena, Dalit Amos, Bereshus, Horabim. You may carry it, yeah.
The other way, maybe they went out of the chum. He was afraid they were going to go out of the chum.
To go find the Aravis. Interesting. Interesting.
Even on Shabbos, the leaf can fall off. There's
but a more basic reason, the leaf will fall off.
You shouldn't bang it. If the leaf falls off, it falls off.
But if that's the minhag, if technically there's nothing wrong, there should not be a problem. Heim gozer v'heim gozer. It's not Austin. There's no isser. It's only midrabbanan. Even if it is midrabbanan, heim amu v'heim amu. If this is what the minhag was from time immemorial to bang the arava, so it's mutter to do on yom tov. So therefore, the time is because you may come to carry it. Lead to a little b'shabbos. The al tam zehik shahag eli rabba shemav gemara shonatilas arava loy gozer gzeiruzu. Question that's not so clear. Why? Why would you need to? Be concerned that you might carry it dalet amos in the rishus haram. Because let us understand the reason why you may come to carry an estrog. Why you know that? Why don't we take the dalet minim on Shabbos? You may come to carry dalet minim because the dalet minim of a lot of halachos is the pitim fall off? Is it a kosher estrog? Is it not a kosher estrog? Is the middle leaf split? The dalet minim for that have a lot of complicated halachas. So you may carry a dalet amos. Yes, the average person. What do you mean you may carry a dalet amos? So as a child, I'll take it to shul. I'll forget to bring my little vanestrog to shul before Shabbos. I'll be embarrassed. So I'll come and carry it on Shabbos to shul. That's that's not the reason Chazal will go Gezer. Chazal trusted you wouldn't take your Dalad Minim to Shul. When it's Shabbos, you'll take the Dalad Minim in the house. Think about it. It's Shabbos Sukkos. Let's say Chazal will not go Gezer. So you can't carry on Shabbos. If you live in a community where there's no air, so what are you going to do? How am I going to carry the mitzvah? So you'll be Mekayim the mitzvah in the house. You won't take the Dalad Minim to Shul. Before you go to Shul, you come back from the Shul, you take out your Ilovanish and you'll shake it in Shul. So what's the problem? Shema Yavirena Dalad Amis? You may have a Shaila. I don't know, is the Lulav kosher, is the Esther puzzle? I have a Shaila with the Hadassim, the Aravas. I'll take the Dalad Minim to a Rav, to a Talmud Chacham, to ask him, is it kosher, is it not kosher? That's only true when it comes to the Dalad Minim, Shofar. I don't know how to blow the Shofar. It's a Chachma to blow a Shofar. I'll take it to someone to blow for me. Chazal said, you know what? Don't blow. Don't even try. You're not going to blow in shul. Don't blow at home. And mainly you won't come to carry the shofar with you to ask a person, because it's a chokhmah to blow a shofar. Arava, what's the big deal? What shyness are you going to have with the arava? Kosher, it doesn't have to be a kosher arava. Arava is there. No halachas of kosher. Even if it's missing all the leaves, it's also kosher. It doesn't make a difference. All these chokhmah, sidurim, there's nothing to ask. You have an arava. It has leaves, it doesn't have leaves, you bang it on the ground. So there's really no reason to be going to Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amos when it comes to our offer. So why not? So what's going on? So behavior shara, so shaltiz a rava lo gozhu gezeru, so behavior shara keach, so we're back stuck, so why then can't we do our rava on Shabbos? Why is the entire calendar all built, all based upon the arava, when it's no big deal to carry the arava, Dalad Amos? Menelas, so he says, Kosav, Vehavia Sharokeach, Kosav Shatamu, Kevon, Shereis the Hills Arava, Beashan Rabba, how you boichem. It's unbelievable what it says here. It's unbelievable. To learn this, Kedai to come for this. When you take the arava, boichem, you would cry, Umitzchananim al Hamayim, Parnasa. Hashanah Rabba is the day when you are mispalul for Parnassah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is nothing to do about Parnassah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is life. It's Mechilas Avonos, Ruchnius, regular life. Hashanah Rabba is Mayim, Geshem, Parnassah. There's what to cry about. And if it's Shabbos, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos to cry bitter tears. Ribbono Shel Olam, I need a job. It's not the day. It's not the day. The also last Shabbos. What?
You ought to grow matzah
first. Tzilus for Parnassah. Okay, so today everything is watered down and
space.
Whatever. Okay, inachanami elu ve'elu, but it's not the ikur. The ikur tefillah and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not for parnasa. Ikur tefillah, even though, like you said, there are many mentions of parnasa in the nuschos, in the piyutim, in the malkeinim, and so on and so forth. But the ikur essence of Hashanah Rabbah is mayim, and they cried, they were mispalel, and it's not the right thing to do this on Shabbos. So this is an incredible, incredible insight which the average person, I do not think, knows. What? Yeah.
That says because Arava is meaning the
day. Yes.
And the Dalad Minim and the Raisa.
Yeah.
So that's why we're not afraid for the Dalad Minim. The person will, if we don't take it, it'll be next time. But Arava, we're afraid because it's so short.
So weak, you may not do it. Okay, so Arishena is saying something very important. Arishena is saying since the Tosfos, why don't we allow Hashanah Rabbah to fall out on Shabbos? Okay, so fall out on Shabbos. And we won't do Hashanahs. We won't do. So he says the Tosfos that says that being that it's only a minhag, it's not an ikar hadin, it's not a halach in the Torah. If we didn't do it last year, we won't do it this year. So, this year there are kids selling Hashanahs on the street. Did we do Hashanahs last year? No, I don't remember. You know why you don't remember doing Hashanahs last year? Because it was Shabbos. Okay, but the bottom line is, we didn't do it last year, so why should I spend $5 buying a shanes to do it this year? So say the same thing by Lulav and Esrog. Last year we didn't take Lulav and Esrog. Minatari only take Lulav and Esrog on the first day. We do it for 7 days. It's only Midrabanan. Minatari, you only need to take Lulav and Esrog on the first day. So we didn't do it last year because it was Shabbos, so we won't do it this year. Why should I spend $80 on a set this year? No, that you're not going to, because it says to do, to take ulakachtem lachem b'yom harishon, prayed sadr in the Torah. It's the Farish Apostic in the Torah. So by not doing it 1 year, there's no concern that the following years you won't do it. Yeah. Same thing, it's a deraisa.
You only blow it once.
But it's enechnami, that's the koyach of chazal. Shevel tasech, the chazal of a koyach, to mvatel on mitzvah de oiraisa. With the din of Kesheva al Taseh, don't do it. They do not have a koyach to be mevatel b'kum v'yaseh. They can't tell you to eat chazer, no matter what. But they have a koyach to tell you don't do a mitzvah because of a concern. Shema yavirenu dalramis bereshusaram. Even though that this particular year you mevatel legamri, that's their koyach. And there's a remes zichrin trua yoyim trua. That's a separate shmuz in and of itself. But why are there others?
Gezeiros.
But here, the Hashem is telling us in B'Shem Tosfos that being that Hashanah is only a minhag, it's by nature weak, it's very weak, and once you start cutting away, on some years, you may forget about it entirely. In order to be mechazik, the minhag has to be done consistently every single year. And that's what we must do, that's why the calendar is critical, and you can't go tell me, oh, but so it's Shabbos, we'll do it on Shabbos, we'll do it in our home, or we'll bring it to shul before, and because there's no concern of Shema Yaver and Del Ramas Bereshul Sarah when it comes to Ishanis, because it's no big deal, no Shilas. It's still Aser because of Bechi. Bechiyos v'tachanunim that accompany the Shas. I don't know about you, I haven't seen anyone in my lifetime crying when they're saying Hashanis. I haven't seen this, but that's what it says. It's the proper thing is it should be done with hergish and bechiyos v'tachanunim when you recite those long tefillos on Hashanah Rabbah. Something to keep in mind. Okay, we are out of time, so we'll stop here. We'll take a little break.